Now there are seven types of customers classified under service marketing. They are called as J customers, J-A-Y, J customers. They are cheats, they are thieves, they are rule breaker, the belligerent or angry customers, the family feuders, the vandals, the dead beast. Let me just see whether, so in the subsequent slide, I am trying to help you to understand. The cheats, their entire intention is to cheat in whichever way possible. Now the cheating, this thing ranges from writing unwarranted complaints, writing wrong complaints. The sole purpose is to, sole purpose is to exploit if there is any loophole in your service recovery and cheat on various ways to get a benefit and to get the guarantee or fake insurance claims. This is what people do it also. So these are the cheats. Their only intention is to cheat you. We will learn about how to handle them differently. I am just putting a characteristics of various types of J customers. Thief. The thief J customers has no intention of paying. No intention of paying and sets out to steal goods and services. So they have walked in, they have utilized your services, but they have no express intention to pay you off. So what they do, either they steal or they slip out without your notice. So that's what thief customers are all about. The rule breaker, they are the one who are averse to any enforceable rule. So they will make it a point so that any possible rule, if they can break and create hassle for you, they will do it. They even go to an extent of abusing your employees, etc. So what you have to do is they expect your action which should severely punish your employee, etc. But what has been told about action needs to be laid down explicitly to protect the employee and to punish or discourage wrongdoing by customers. So in such case, your service recovery should protect not only your employee but do things in such a way that it either punishes or discourages any such attempt by the customer in the so that future this thing doesn't happen. The belligerent and or angry customer, if an employee lacks the power to resolve the problem, the belligerent or angry customer to the point of physical attack. So customers who are in this state of mind or this kind of or nature of customers, if he does not get or feel that, his solution is coming his way, they may get physical, they may abuse, they may threaten, they may harm your employee. So that's a very dangerous situation. Family feuders who get into argument with members of their own family. So while they are there, they create a ruckus with the family or worse, with other customers sitting around them. They get into ruckus, they get into feud with people around them, make up a subcategory of belligerent customer called family feuders. So they want to get into a conflicting situation, either with the family with whom they have come there to utilize your service or with the other customers, the vandals. And they are the paying customers who choose to misbehave and damage property, damage things. They are vandals and the dead beast. Customers fail to pay for services they have received. Customer fail to pay for the services they have received. So after classifying different types of J customers under service marketing perspective, they do not have a separate way to deal with them. There is a laid down certain basic aspects, approach or approaches to deal with J customers. First and foremost, what they say is make it off-site. Offline. So if suppose you are in a restaurant and some J customer starts showing his colors, so now instead of not allowing him to garner more eyeballs and this thing, idea is you should ideally take him to come aside, take him to the office or ask him to get up from his seat and come outside, etc. So do not allow, make it offsite as much as possible or offline as the case may be. Demand clarity about his problem. So you must seek, you must insist, or you must very softly, politely, but ask him to clearly define what went wrong. As a result, what was his problem? What did he face, etc. So that will allow you to understand a lot of things, his state of mind and other technicalities therein. Seek relevant supportings wherever necessary. insist on getting the supportings. So you are not, the customer centric organization does not mean that you believe them blindly. So send, you know, wherever required, seek relevant supportings from the customers. Here the other side, very important. So after you had took the customer offline or offsite and you heard him, given him whatever your ears, the employee of your organization who is shown to be a result, okay, should also be heard. Otherwise, he will feel like, you know, not been trusted. So to avoid that, he should also be listened. You will definitely find a disconnect within the two stories. So bring them together. Now may hear them jointly. Something will happen. Either customers will start resetting his story or get aligned to reality, or employee will start resetting his story and bring it close to what has happened. So one of them will have to take that, seek expected redressal, not necessary to give. So now you at the end, you try to say, yes, sir, now tell me what can I do for you? This was a problem. We understood your problem. Tell me what can be done, but not that you will give necessary what is he asking for. Present your side empathetically. Okay, he tells me, can you give me a question? So like, you may not be able to give. Suppose you are still able to give, but before giving up onto that, present your side very empathetically. Customer should get that signal that you have understood the problem. You were not the only, reason for the things to happen. What could have been done well by the customer, etc. So it is not in a way to tell him that you should have done, because by that time you come to a stage where what you may be offering to customer has been decided either as a negotiation or jointly, but you must put before customers so that he at least notes it. Why? Fair assessment takes place. People here cannot be taken for a ride. So next attempt he will avoid. Present your side empathetically, convey what was not right at the customer's end. So wherever necessary, put before him, okay, by this you did not do right, so that he gets that message. And be firm if needed. Means if needed and if there is no reason for you to compensate or no reason for you to have the service recovery done, etc., then you have to be firm also. So be firm in a way that you not only protect the employee, not only protect your brand and the business, but in a way that customer also gets a clear message that, you know, you cannot rub off, he cannot rub off with you at his own whims and will. So that's what dealing with J customers, we understood certain aspects. Working with internal customers, that is the co-worker, or in other words, the employees. Internal customers are also people within your organizations whom other part of the organizations connect with. So they are the people who work in your organizations, each department in each functions have connection with each other. So they are interlinked. While internal customers may not necessarily purchase the product, they may not be the buyer of your product or a utilizer of the service. The mental customer relationship, the internal and the mental connect with they have with the brand and your business is quite phenomenal. They are watching, they are involved in that, what is happening, what you are doing, etc. Strained internal relationships can also adversely affect company's morale, so employees' morale. So if there is, you keep the relationship strained, if there is no healthy environment and the relationships are at a strained level, it will adversely affect the morale of the people working within. So even that will translate into when they handle the customer as such. So you understand that. So working with internal ways to enhance your interaction with the internal customers. So how can you increase your interaction? So the buzzword is while you work with the internal customers or a co-worker, the essential part is the interaction, sound interaction. And that one can do this through this certain approaches. Stay connected. Have an inclusive approach where right information is shared with them or they are involved into understanding the situation and come out with the solutions, etc. So they become a party to it, meeting all commitments. How? Commitments that you may give it to your employee, a co-worker, etc. Try and see that they are not merely the figment of your imagination. It is backed up by the organization, the resource and the authority. And then once that is done, you try to meet them. Do not forget. Don't sit on your emotions. Allow employees to express themselves. So what is important is, like, if you have a very, very, very authoritative environment, the employees will not talk. But if you have an open, transparent environment, you are allowing the employees to bring out his emotions about various issues. Build a professional reputation. You should look at your reputation, and that reputation should coincide with the positioning, the service, etc. The customer centricity, the most important thing is, you should coincide with that. Adopt a good neighbor policy. Adopt a good neighbor policy essentially means you have to see that not only the employee, but employees' other areas where they are being subjected to various challenges, whether you can help there. The community where you are located, whether you can help them. That will go well in the eyes of the employee. So how do you enhance your interaction with Airtel customers? These are those five aspects that one need to take into account. So now we will understand again, like a guideline, three ways to handle customers on social media. So first of all, prevent complaints. So first of all, you have to ensure that the social media gets less of a complaint. So you have to analyze the behavior of the customers. So brand can collect intelligent insights. Of course, how it is done and all, I am not say like necessarily experts, but they have, it's a real time, various algorithms helps you to know about either high, you know, impact customers, as well as what is a beleaguered customers, or, you know, the kind of customers who are engaging with your brand. Prioritizing, pinpointing dissatisfied customers before they complain. So, in fact, you should be able to get a signal that this customer, if not attended, will get into complaint mode. Identify a situation that requires your attention. So, in the sense, pre-foresee what may require attention. If not attended, then the complaint will come on the social media. So, what you need to see also, listen to the social media. As they say this line, they are already talking about you. Can you not make a meaning out of it? So, that's what. Engage, that's the one word, but very powerful word. The quickest path to resolution, any unpleasant as it can be, to handle an unhappy customer in a public forum, ignoring them may spell out more trouble. So customer have already gone on social and, you know, complain about you. Now you have a choice of ignoring. Look at many sites where you will not find a response from the manufacturer. That's a very, very wrong. Additionally, what you can do is keep creating positivity on your social media platform. So that is to be proactively. You do not have a loudspeaker in your hand. Now, as they say, the digital media has taken out the loudspeaker in the hands of consumer, but you can create positive stories. So that you can do, put the social in social media. So social media should not be look more like a selling tool, but it should generate that feeling of social harmony, etc., the voice of the customer and those kind of aspects. Manage the bottom line. Ultimately, yes, you have to see that investment in digital is giving you required return on investment. So we learned the three ways to handle the customers on a social media. Now we enter into the problem solving process. So there are six steps. There are six steps once you decide to solve the problem. That's a conditional line. So when you decide to solve the problem, then the steps are relevant. So we'll get into that one by one. First is identify the problem. Now there are many points, but they're not necessarily, they are just supporting point. But here, crux, what this slide is trying to tell you. First of all, you should be able to identify the problem. So problem is, identification of the problem may be the result of root cause analysis. What is causing that problem? So that if you can identify, you have like more than metal is won. Second is compile and analyze the data. So here you should have a process by which various failures, service failure or product failure, etc., you are in a position to get the requisite data. It's very difficult to say, but many times you require enormous data. What purchase, when purchase, who's a vendor who supplied, who was a salesman at the counter, and maybe quantity, invoice, 10 things you may be require. So once you do that, you gather the data, then next step is to peacefully, you have to analyze the situation that led to the failure, that led to the customer making a complaint. that will reveal to you what needs to be handled how with the customer on the customer side and what needs to be handled how internally. So that's the outcome of your analysis. The third is identify the alternative. Now, having seen it, okay, this problem is happened or happening, you have decided to solve it, right? That's where these steps are coming in. So now you decide how can this problem be solved. The data has conveyed a finger towards certain aspects or a root cause is mentioned to you that this is a thing. So now how do you solve it? What are the alternatives? You may discontinue the vendor. You may remove the employee. You may automate the process. What is what? The required investment or required pros and cons of it, etc. So be ready with your alternatives, but this alternative selection should not sacrifice the customer satisfaction. That you have to see. Whatever is there leads to improvement, reduction in the same complaint happening again, increase in the customer satisfaction. No way whatever that you implement should lead to the complexity leading to the customer dissatisfaction. Examine your alternative to be careful not to let cost be the designing factor. So while deciding the alternative, cost need not be your criteria. Cost can be apportioned and recovered over a period. Customer experience, customer satisfaction are the criteria. A little extra time and money spent to solve the problem saves a customer and prevents recurring problems. So it saves your relationship with the customer and long-term problem, repeated problem that the customer may be facing will get eliminated. So that's the fourth step, evaluate alternatives, identified alternatives was the third. We moved into step four, which is evaluate alternatives. So while evaluating alternatives, cost should not be the criteria and time and money extra spent will eventually give you the same customer doing repeat business and repeat problem that he is facing will get eliminated. Evaluating the alternative again, there are a few points, factors that one should know. Consider the following factors in this evaluation. So how do you do a right evaluation? That's the meaning. What is the most efficient way to solve? Is there an efficient? The word efficiency is there. So efficiency is a result of input and output, so that how better way that has happened, that will give you the efficiency. Which are the most effective options? Effectiveness. So what will lead to more effectiveness? Reduction of the problem root cause itself, or you are just trying to find an interim solution? Root cause may be there, but the level of problem may reduce because you have tried fitting in some interim solution. So that has to be the effectiveness. Okay, which options are the most cost effective? So putting this one and one, two, which option is more effective? So then you also look at the cost, because ultimately you have to invest into it. Will the options being considered solve the problem? Will this lead to a complete solution of the problem and will satisfy the customer or not? So in your evaluation, these are the four points that one need to handle. Efficient first, effective second, cost third, and considered as a problem solving, total elimination of the problem. So which is that? That solution you should choose. Then make a decision. Finally, you have various options. You have evaluated the options. You come a stage where based on the factors that is listed in chapter 4, you may out of 3-5 alternatives that you have, you may come to 2 alternatives which is meeting those criteria. So in such case, you have to take a decision. So from this, ask customers, sir, we can do this for you, we can do this for you. Not necessary that you, even a customer-centric organization, not necessary that they put in all 5 options to the customer. You have done your internal evaluation, you have removed 3 and there are only 2 options. So ask them, which option would you prefer? And customer feel empowered. Customer will give you judicious things. You may feel that this option, customer may extract more from you, but it need not be the case. Customer will be judiciously telling you. The customer chooses if the request is reasonable and practical, proceed and solve. So if whatever that customer has chosen, it is within your means of effectiveness, efficiency, cost, etc., and it is a sound solution, then implement. That's what is the making a decision stage, that is stage 5. And stage 6 is the monitor the results. Stage 6 is all about once you have made a decision, invested money or improved process, trained people, etc., you have to measure the impact. Do not assume your customers are satisfied with that. Go back to them and check, or go back to the new customers going through the same process and check with them whether anything that they face a problem, and if anything that you require to be negotiated, if anything that you require to be realigned further, get into that. You can monitor the situation with a follow-up call. Monitoring is also through a follow-up call. The same customers whom you consulted, who faced the problem, raised a complaint, you consulted him during effective, you know, implementation of available solution alternative, and you have done the corrections. Now follow up with them to see whether what they find. Asking anything else when you see him or her is sending a written follow-up. Convey to them that follow-up is a part of our integral process and you are doing it. That will really reveal for you whether your changed process, change or improved process or investment in the technology is helping or not. If you determine that they that your customer is not satisfied or additional needs are present, go back to step one, means go back to identifying the problem. So that's a circular reference, so to say. So that's on the sixth stage, step you have to monitoring through follow-up. That is what has been asked. Follow-up can be any which ways, and at the end your outcome may be satisfied or not satisfied. If the customer is still not satisfied, go back to step one. So thank you, friends. With this we completed chapter 2. Thank you very much.